KFMU DJ Eli Campbell here. One thing that makes Steamboat special is how many awe-inspiring people call our valley home. You could find yourself in line at the coffee shop next to an Olympian, or sitting on the gondola next to the founder of a world-renowned business. Our community produces and attracts the best of the best in their respective fields, but most are so humble about it, you would never know. These extraordinary people are the common folk in the boat. Welcome to Common Folk in the Boat. I'm Eli Campbell. Happy to be here with Dave Whitlinger, as always, from Billow Premium Cannabis. And today we have a very special guest, woman I've known for a long time who's doing some incredible things in the children's activewear, especially winter clothing. It is going to be Robin Hall of Town Hall. Excited to talk to her later today. But first, how are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't be better, Eli. I mean, what's not to love about Steamboat Springs when it's been dumping snow? We've had a great winter.
An amazing winter, and it's I think people have been able to get outside and play, and that's one thing that's easy for Billow to say, hey, we're high on the weather and the winter so far, but I'm sure there's more that you guys are positive about.
Oh, yeah. As far as what's going on, I mean, this is the time of year that we're doing a lot of planning for summer. Summer's a busy time for us, as is winter, but summer we tend to do more events and things. And boy, if you're asking about some of the things that we're looking at right now, I'm probably most high on. We've decided internally, and there's not a lot of detail, but I'll just scratch the surface, to launch what we're going to call the Artist Series. And essentially what we're going to do is work with Steamboat Creates, local art community, and commission several artists throughout the summer to do unique pieces of art, and we're not going to over direct, which is going to be kind of an experiment to see what people come. We'll give them a little bit of a creative brief, but the idea is we're going to turn these pieces of art into wearables and other collector's pieces, which is something we've never done. But when you think about cannabis and our industry, I firmly believe it plays well into music, it plays into art, community, all sorts of different things. And so the art piece is something we're excited to pursue by way of a more formalized Artist Series.
We highlight the different people of this community, and we've been talking to business leaders and entrepreneurs and people that have lived here for a long time. We have yet to have an artist on the show, but certainly there are so many amazing artists in this valley, from paintings to photography to all sorts of sculptures and everything else. You have an endless well pull from for that.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So stay tuned. We'll have it all dialed in here in short fashion, but we're excited about that. We're definitely high on that, if you will.
High on that. Well, and of course, as we always mention, if you want to get more information about that, you can get on to mybillow.com and get on their email list where you can find the information first.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, of course, we are, as I mentioned, going to be talking to Robin Hall of Town Hall, a woman that has lived here for a long time, worked for Smart Wool for a while, and then when Smart Wool departed town, was inspired to start her own apparel company. We're going to talk a little bit more about the inspiration behind that and how she is really, and her partners are really, making a name for themselves in the children's outdoor apparel. We're going to bring Robin Hall to the couch. Robin Hall, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks. Great to be here, Eli. Thanks for having me. I'm honored.
Yeah, of course. Great to see you. Now, you originally moved to Steamboat for a job at Smart Wool. And the way that I read this is that it was kind of like a transitional stop. You were coming to Steamboat, you got a job, and you thought, oh, this might be fun to try out a new town in Northwest Colorado for a couple of years. That was 15 years ago, and of course, you're still here. So I guess before Town Hall, I wanted to know, what is it about Steamboat that really captured you and made you want to turn this from a transitional stop into a home?
Oh, man, Steamboat. Well, first off, thanks for having me. I'm super honored and proud to be here, and always love talking about this great community of ours. So that's an easy one. Easy question. Steamboat is this bizarre, I'm kind of related to, like, it's this bizarre, like, warm sweatshirt that's like your old favorite thing, but then also this, like, kick in the pants every day where you're like, oh, I'm in this place. It's super comfy and fun. And I know all the people and everyone's so kind and sweet and encouraging. But then all of a sudden there's that neighbor that's like, we're going skinning at 6 a.m. and you're a little scared and you do it and you feel a million times better because of it, because you're outside in this beautiful landscape. So it's the best of all worlds. It's community and place, which I absolutely love. So it's pretty great. It is.
Yeah. And that's, I think I've always said that about when I moved here, you know, I was looking for a place that had the ski resort,
right,
had everything that I wanted to do outdoor recreational wise. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that in Colorado, but it's the Steamboat community that really keeps people here. Now, to that end, you were working at Smart Wool, and mm-hmm. after about 11 years there, they decided to leave Steamboat. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was a tough time for everyone that was working there. For you, was there a conversation? Was there an idea that you might leave with them? Or did you always know that you were going to stay here in this community?
There were a couple of question points during my career. I was always kind of a career gal. I was groomed in finance, and my background was, you know, a bit more kind of the infrastructure side of the house. So it was always, where could I go help? Where could I be of service? Where could I learn more? You know, is that overseas? Is that at bigger brands? That type of thing. But then, you know, after a couple of years here, getting enveloped in the community and again, feeling that warm hug, and raising kids here, it was a no-brainer. So when the announcement came, it certainly took us all aback, my family specifically. We didn't think we'd have to make that decision in that type of way. Yeah. But when it happened, it was like, wait, we've talked about this. We know that we love this place. We're staying here. It just came at us like blazing headlights. So we're staying.
So when you were at Smart Wool, did you ever have any thoughts of breaking away and starting your own apparel company? Was that ever an idea of yours? Or is it fair to think that maybe if it were not for that big of a move from Smart Wool, there would be no town hall right now?
Completely accurate. I was going to retire there. That was the best place. It still is a fantastic place to work, but it was my family, my friends. It was my work family. I mean, I learned something new every day. I stitched together this crazy weird career of 7 different jobs or 5 different jobs and loved it. But yeah, I mean, safe to say, no, I never, this was not on my radar at all. My brother was a photographer, so he does his own freelance work. My mom is an artist, but my dad was a corporate guy. And, you know, I was like, I'm going to be here forever. This is going to be great. So, you know, I often say, boy, if this never happened, you know, it was kind of right time, right place. And it just was kind of my calling, and it felt like the right thing to do. But if it was 5 years earlier, I never would have been ready. And 5 years later, I would have been too tired. So it hit the sweet spot, all the things came together.
I think it's only fair too, at this point, Eli, to thank Smart Wool, by the way, because Smart Wool has actually fed a lot of new business growth in this community because they vacated. And specifically to this podcast, we've had a couple guests already that have Smart Wool in their roots. So shout out to those guys for leaving. How about that?
I mean, there we go.
Shout out to those guys for leaving. I think also this community for helping to foster that entrepreneurial spirit, which I want to ask you about in just a minute about that specifically. But right now, you had to make a decision with Smart Wool. Mm-hmm. And then at some point in time, there was this inspiration to start Town Hall, the winter clothing company geared specifically for children. What mm-hmm. was the inspiration there? How did that come about?
Well, it was this community specifically. You know, I've got two incredible co-founders, Joe Solomon and Jay Lambert, who are longtime Steamboat lifers as well. Yeah. And Joe actually is another entrepreneur that would be great on the podcast. He started Iconic Adventures in town, and he got Jay and I together, and Jay and I were both at Smart Wool. I was there for 11 and Jay was there for 8. And he said, you guys aren't leaving town. We got to do something. We got to mm-hmm. give back to this community. We got to, you know, build something here and keep that, you know, the mentality of outdoor gear kind of smarts and accessibility and know-how in this town is incredible. And so he's like, you got to keep adding to that. So yeah, we sat to get down together and kind of we're hitting our heads against the table. What does this town need? How can we create jobs? That was always the impetus. What's going to be a thriving business that's going to help? And where also is there a gap and some viability so that we can go strong for a while? And it came together in our famous Venn diagram. I know you've read about it. I know I've told the story, but it was why are we staying in town? It's really our kids in this community. We can't raise our kids anywhere else. And this place is too awesome to leave. And what are we good at? Well, outdoor, and we know the gear space and we have a great network. And Jay is a mastermind at supply chain and product. And what are we passionate about? And it's really planet and not just creating more stuff to create more stuff. So those three, four things met in the middle: kids, sustainability, community, and outdoor, and Town Hall was built. So
yeah, and it's a really amazing testament to you three coming together and kind of seeing that. And I think one of the reasons that I was so happy to have you come join our podcast is the idea of our podcast is that there are people here in the Steamboat Springs community that become incredible entrepreneurs, but they're regular people. Like you said, you know, like they're just the common folk of the boat. They are the people who you weren't thinking of doing this, and then all of a sudden you were inspired, and this community fosters. You think of, we've had Peter and Patty Duke from Point Six and Smart Wolf come and talk to us, and you think of Moots and Holla, and we talked to Eric Baker of Harvest. And so
awesome,
the entrepreneurial spirit goes back decades and is still growing. What is it about this community that you think does foster such a amount of growth and spirit to say, I can do this. I can figure this out and make a company that is going to work.
Yeah. As you mentioned, all those folks, those people all make me smile so massively. They're the coolest people that just have community and passion and know-how in their veins. And it's really neat. I don't know. I think this community is incredibly supportive. People are all about helping each other be better, whether it's in an outdoor endeavor, whether it's helping them be the best florist in town they can be, whether it's who's going to snowblow the best driveway on the street. I mean, we're all about, there's this healthy competition in town. But then I think it also comes from just sitting back and watching people do their thing and being successful makes people happy. I mean, to watch what Bill and team have done at Big Agnes is a beautiful thing. And it's, and we're all just, you know, it's a badge to travel around the world and use your Big Agnes tent and people go, I love that brand. Well, that's from my hometown. You know, there's a source of pride too, because we're 3 hours from anything, and what we can pull off as a community is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true. And that was a name that I failed to mention somehow, the Honey Stinger and Big Agnes. So the list is huge. Now, for you, obviously, becoming an entrepreneur is a challenge in and of itself. You started March 2020, which is unbelievable to me.
Like,
as you're trying to start something, everything around you is shutting down. I can only imagine how that, you know, added to the stress of taking this leap and starting something new.
Yeah, it was, it was a joy having a fifth grader and a seventh grader kind of running around behind me while I put headphones in, while helping them do online courses.
You have endless inspiration throughout your day. They're at home. They're not in school. I mean, talk about,
I mean,
that actually works.
That was it. I'm like, what color do you like, boys? Why do you like, you know, where do you get tears in your pants? Great, let's do that. No, it was, I mean, I've never started a business. I had no idea what to do. And some days I would sit there at the end of the day with my feet up and go, I just read articles today. Did I do anything? But that stuff kind of made us what it was. It was so, I don't know, that fight, that struggle. And then, I mean, it goes back to this community was, I took it upon myself to just ask a million questions during that time frame. And I wanted to be outside as much as everyone else did. So my thing was walks. So I would take, you know, every person I could for a walk 6 feet apart on Spring Creek with a dog and just pick their brain on, how does your business work? How did you start? What should I do? What should I think about? What do your kids wear? How do you shop for your kids? So everything was kind of a study for me at that time. So I don't know, maybe it was good because the hustle wasn't on. It was like, there's nothing else to do but just learn and sponge and start a business. So I don't know.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but during that time, you weren't just taking walks. Didn't you run every street in the Steamboat Springs area?
I did. That was fun.
Did you Strava it so it had a cool map, you know?
Yeah, right, in the shape of a town hall or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah,
I did it actually analog, believe it or not. Laura Sword from the chamber dropped off. I texted her and said, I need a map of town. She said, the chamber's closed. She's like, I'll drop it off on your doorstep, you know, and you can glove wipe it off. And so I did. And then I literally drew lines on every street I ran.
So old old school.
It was so fun. Yeah. It was great. It was great. I have it framed in my house. It was awesome.
Can I inject a question? I'm certainly not here to put words in your mouth, but I've been thinking a lot about this, so maybe it's my thing. But back to the question of like the inspiration of this community and things like that. I've been thinking a lot lately about how this town and just Colorado history as a whole sort of breeds this self-reliance, right? This is a settler's, you know, state to begin with. And there was a lot of battle that had to go on, and I don't want to overstate it, but this idea that small communities in Northwest Colorado, like Steamboat Springs, breeds this sort of fight or flight. And so when we go back to what we said about Smartwool vacating and you were sort of left with the decision, I mean, would you agree or would you sort of think that maybe this idea of like this entrepreneur spirit is sort of not just within you, but within a lot of people, right? I feel like we're seeing that. So I don't know what I just feel like that's part of it.
No, I think you nailed it, Dave. It's fascinating to, I mean, you go back to the ranchers and to your point, the settlers who founded this town, and we've got to make it work to live here, whether it be affordable housing, whether it be the land, whether it be water, whatever it is, it's a fight to live here. We're, you know, even just, you know, in our new life of driving to an airport, what have you, it's hard to live here. And there is a fight that's really fun and rewarding. And I think, again, I'm in the slipstream of so many incredible founders in this town. Travis Campbell with Eagle Creek that just bought it. I mean, there are so many incredible people that are doing great things, and just to watch and learn from them is inspiring in and of itself. So if there's this notion of, geez, if she can do it, I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. So,
And piggybacking on what you said earlier, correct, which is the support that then you get, you're not just on a limb and you've got to make it work on your own. I mean, there's the self-reliant entrepreneurial attitude, but then there's also this support system. As you said, endless people you could go on walks and pick brains.
Yeah. And the selflessness. I mean, people in this town are willing. Andrew at Grastic sits there and tells me what events work best for him and why I should. And Sam at Bar You Eat is texting me going, you should get down to the Uray Ice Fest. This would be a good event for you. And I mean, and how can we share? Can you send a bar with every order? I mean, people just want to collaborate and help each other. And it's the coolest.
Well, and I think what's really cool about you is you talked about it, the events. You're all over the place. I don't think there's an event I go into in Steamboat where you're not there in the corner somewhere. And you're running off to somewhere to do a little pop-up right after this. Talk about how the events have really helped grow the brand more so than anything else that you've been doing.
Yeah. You know, I was just meeting with an amazing advisor, and I was telling him, like, you know, it's really weird because I've just kind of, for the past 3 years, we've just kind of followed our noses and just what felt right. And for us, showing up and being with everyone has felt right. And we set very early, one of the beautiful things Smartwool did is ingrained in us was just this notion of mission, vision, values, and get a foundation, believe in it, follow it. And everything else is kind of easy. And so community and planet. And so anything that involves community, if it checks that box, we're in. And, you know, from Steamboat Gravel to Winter Wondergrass builds this awesome community. And you might think, oh, it's a music festival and there's a lot of maybe partying or late nights or whatever. There are so many families there and they're so stoked to see Town Hall. And there's a kids tent and what Scotty has done for this community. So I hate to keep using the C word community, but, you know, that's what these events are all about. It's like, just get out there and hang with people and show them we're supporting and giving back.
And that, I mean, the word community is what this podcast is about, really. Right. It's a community of incredible people that live here. And I think to that end, the community really supports Town Hall. You can't go anywhere in the winter. And I mean, whether it's school drop-off, winter sports club, it's the mountain, kids are wearing Town Hall. And it's like a badge, like I'm a local if you see a kid in Town Hall. But also, I think it speaks to the quality of your product, because parents here, they want to support locals, but only to the point that the local product's going to stand up.
Better
with
be good.
The kids
Let's be honest. That's harsh on our gear, too. So
kids put holes in everything except for their Town Hall.
Yes.
So I just, talk a little bit about what is it that, you know, sets the Town Hall product apart from some of the other brands out there that you're really able to live up to kids that are doing this winter activity, not as a weekend warrior, but as a day in, day out lifestyle.
Yeah. So the I mean, everything from designing the product. So that's where it all starts, right? Is the inputs and talking to every single kid that we can, not just our own kids. There are 6 kids between the 3 co-founders. You know, I'm going into 8th grade with Mr. Cuevas in 2 weeks in their junior achievement class to do a Kid Sumer Insights, where I'm going to teach them a little bit about town hall and entrepreneurship, but then also ask them a million questions about where do your pants tear? Where do you sweat in weird spots? Do you want it warm or cold, or, you know, whatever it is? So learning and building the product for kids by kids, basically, and durability. You know, when we talk about sustainability, the number one most sustainable thing you can do is build a product that stays out of the landfills for as long as possible. Yeah. So, you know, if it falls apart, we've lost. So that's our number one goal. And then using the right inputs around recycled materials and testing the heck out of it. So full circle to the testing side, to have you say that your kids and your kids don't, you know, tear holes in their stuff, that's the holy grail. And that's testing it here. The second Jay, my partner, is the best at quality and, you know, checking with the factory. And he's like, have them send it back to me. I want to review this. We got to figure out why it got a hole in it. Let's tackle this in the next round. So,
I mean, if you could only make it pizza grease stain free, that would, you know, that's the only problem we've had with our kid with the town hall is like, he doesn't know how to keep things in his mouth.
That's right. I think there's some good storytelling there. We need to tell some stories about what stains are attributed to what event and that type of thing. It's pretty cool.
You know, if you can make some town hall patches that could cover those stains.
That's right. There you go.
Next marketing.
There you go. Perfect. Love it.
Patent that real quick.
There you go.
Yeah. By the way, I think it's brilliant that you get like, you know, this great market research, and normally that costs corporations a lot of money. And what does it cost you? A bunch of stickers to a bunch of 7th graders? Like, wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's great. It's so fun.
It's one of the best parts about living in Steamboat is you've got those active kids around you. And of course, that attention to detail has certainly paid off, because recently Time Magazine put out a little list of the best winter clothing items, winter jackets for kids. And it's got heavy hitters on there. North Face is on there. Columbia's on there. I, you know, humble brag about my town, my community. There's 2 Steamboat-based brands on that list. Big Agnes with the best puffer, and you guys with the best insulated jacket. So, you know, and if there was any doubt about what you're doing, obviously, I'm sure that helped validate everything that you guys have put your efforts towards over the past 4 or 5 years.
For sure. Thanks. And thanks. Awesome research. You're crushing. It's awesome.
It's what
appreciate
I do.
You. I love it. Press is a funny thing because, you know, it from an ego perspective, it elevates your heart rate on the day it comes out. And we had someone randomly said, nice piece in Time. And we said, what? And so you look at it and of course, your heart rate goes up and you get real excited. But at the end of the day, it's the validation for sure. It's a great thing to talk about to our 18 wonderful retailers we have around the country to reiterate why we're a compelling story. But at the end of the day, if our community doesn't love it, then we're not happy. So it's this trifecta. It's really neat, special.
Well, that touches a little bit on something I was wondering too, is that it sounds like it was almost a surprise to you.
Yeah.
They somehow found your brand and your clothes. It wasn't like you submitted it to them, or it wasn't like a paid list where it's like, oh, if I pay a certain amount of money, I can get on this list.
Totally.
They found you and then you guys realized after the fact, oh, wait a second, this is really cool. Which again shows how far the Town Hall brand is spreading outside of the Steamboat community. I also know, because we've been talking about how much you're a proponent of living the brand and living outside. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, you know, we first met, and you mentioned Joe Solomon and Iconic Adventures. Yep. We first met when I worked for Joe, and Dave helped along the way too.
That's right.
We produced Smart Wool's Ride to the Outdoor Retailer event every year.
Mm-hmm.
And Smart Wool, as a company, put this event together because they wanted to make sure that people understood that their company was made of active people. They weren't just selling socks to active people. It was active people making socks for active people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure that that is something that you took from Smart Wool, is how to live the brand. But for you, it goes beyond just having your kids living that brand. You're also trying to foster that in people that maybe don't have quite as much as easy resources or access to outdoor recreation. Can you talk a little bit about the partnership that you have with Camber Outdoors and how they're trying to make sure that people are everywhere are getting outside and living more?
Yeah, absolutely. Camber is a really near and dear special organization out of the Front Range in Colorado. They, exactly that, trying to help get more access outdoors, but then also really elevating DEI and awareness in the workplace, specifically around outdoor brands specifically. And I've been a Camber mentor there for 10 years, with me by 10th year. And I, every year I get 1 to 2 mentees that are women, like sometimes BIPOC, sometimes of color, you know, all different backgrounds that come and just need advice and help cutting their teeth in the outdoor industry. How do I get from A to B? How should I talk to my boss about this? How do I navigate this? And it is, I get way more out of it than the mentees do. They teach me so much more, especially now that I'm starting my business. You know, I've got someone who's an expert in email marketing as my mentee. And I'm like, can we talk about me next week? Cause this would be really helpful. So yeah, Camber is a great, great organization. And, you know, to your point about, Our vision is we just want every kid to love outside. And we're very deliberate about the use of the word outside. You know, outdoors can sometimes mean, you know, you're ski mowing the highest peaks and you're running marathons. And, you know, for kids, we just want people to go outside. We just, if it's picking out worms in your garden, if it's, you know, raking leaves, if it's just catching snowflakes on your tongue, just go outside. And the health benefits to you and then you falling in love with being outside is going to help the planet even more. So
I think sometimes the kids that live here in Steamboat Springs don't understand or fully appreciate how easy it is for them to get outside. You know, my kids are outside climbing trees, sledding, playing in the snow all the time in their town hall gear,
right?
Of course.
Thank you.
But, you know, I'm trying to explain to them, you know, because we live in this little paradise, I'm trying to explain to them that there are plenty of kids out there that don't have as easy access to a tree to climb or just a patch of grass. And so I think it is a really good distinction of not just being outdoors, but living outside, loving outside.
For sure.
Now for you, for Town Hall, you know, you're about to enter a pretty big benchmark. You're about to go into your fifth year of business here. What do the next 5 years have in store? What are you looking forward to in the future?
You're catching me on you're making me sweat here thinking about that. It is very, very interesting. You know, when we started this brand, we're very focused on direct to consumer and selling directly to our customer through the website. And we wanted to be that warm hug and tell them all about the brand and build our community one person at a time. And we quickly realized that not only, you know, are we a grain of sand in the world of the internet, unless we have huge budgets to get our name out there, but number two, the best folks at building community are these awesome, juicy specialty retailers. And so the folks like Ski House and Mountain and Company and, you know, Chopwood in Crested Butte and Roundhouse in Bozeman, those guys welcome you in, tell you the best hiking shoes to wear, tell you the best route to hike, and then tell you where to get coffee afterwards. And so when it comes to the next 5 years, it's really building deep, deep, deeper relationships with specialty retail and helping spread our awareness, you know, just getting more kids in Town Hall and keeping them outside for longer. So, you know, from a product perspective, we talk about bringing out a full spring collection in the future. You know, we've dabbled in fleece and, you know, kind of an anorak type thing, wind water thing. And boy, how do we really round that out and bring things that kids can play outside all year round in? So lots of fun things going on, lots of fun things from an event perspective. Do we, you know, what's our ratio of chuckling here, like farmers markets to GoPro games too. You know, we sponsored, we partnered with Warren Miller this year and we did, we showed up at all their, the national tour. We gave away a free jacket at every stop on the national tour. So that was really special. So are there more ways to talk to more kids, to get more kids outside? That's the goal.
Well, and I the word influencer these days gets used in a lot of different ways, but essentially what you're describing, what I'm hearing at least, is that, you know, the folks that work the retail floor, they're also most likely living the outdoor life. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you can tell your story to them and answer their questions and get them educated on the products, you can then go back to Steamboat Springs or whatever and know that those people are left doing their job and basically helping as influencers, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word, not to you know, beat that word to death. Along those lines, by the way, little shameless plug, my son is on your Love Outside team. Can we shift gears and talk
about your son?
No. It's more about the fact that, you know, again, back to influencers and the way that the they communicate in social media and Snapchat and all the things. Boy, you're doing a great job. I would say from an outsider perspective that you're engaging with the kids on that front too, which is rare. I don't know. You tell me. How's that program?
No, the program is great. And admittedly, and I think I've actually sent the parents an email in that program that, you know, we might have bitten off a bit more than we can chew. I want everything we go into with Town Hall, we want to go in with, you know, the full force of it. And man, it's hard. And when you talk about influencers, when you talk about retail, the last thing we want to do is do a disservice to customers by, you know, selling a false piece of goods. Like, we want to stand by this product. And so it, you know, sometimes when I walk into like a running shop and I'm like, did they just sell me Brooks? Because the Brooks rep was just in here. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to just open these retailers' eyes to there's alternatives out there. You know, there's some brands are doing great things out there. The Steos and the Pictures and the Flylows and those guys. Flylow just went into kids, which is awesome. The more we can get the awareness that kids need good gear too, the better. So, yeah, I think between these savvy, awesome kids that just love being outside. And, you know, it's funny because we're talking to 5 to 14-year-olds. And really, the last 2 years of that is really the only ones kind of that have social media. And so we're not doing this for a big social media play to get all this content. It's really just to get kids talking to their friends and saying, hey, have you tried this stuff? It's pretty great. I love it. Maybe you should try it too.
Yeah.
And what I think is amazing about you is you're the one going back to these events. You're the one making the personal connection. Mm-hmm. It's the CEO of the company who's going to be at the event, whether it's a Winter Wondergrass or a pop-up show on the mountain. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, you've been at Emerald Mountain Epic and Steamboat Gravel, which seems like an odd time to try to sell winter clothing, but there's families, there's kids. And so we're in a day and age where the personal relationship, mm-hmm. I feel like, is getting thrown farther and farther to the wayside, but you're still finding a lot of success in just talking about your brand.
Yeah, thanks. Not forced or deliberately. That's just kind of what our brand is. We're just out to have kids, you know, out there to have kids, help kids have fun. And, you know, by me showing up, hopefully it tells a better story that, yeah, we're all in this together and we're out here and Jay and Joe are there all the time. And, but boy, yeah, we all have our busy lives and we all kind of high five as we pass each other in the halls. And, it's an awesome team affair.
Well, I know you're busy. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to sit down and chat with us. I think, like I said, it's an incredible story, one that I'm happy to be able to share on our podcast of someone that had no plans to really start an apparel company and now is one of Time Magazine's best winter jackets of the year for kids. It is Robin Hall, just another common folk in the boat.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate you.